Coffee Time, another big folk music show starring Webb Pierce.
I'm walking the dog and I'm never free. I'm walking the dog. I ain't thinking about you. I don't need no one to tie me down. I'm just a walking the dog and a pain in the town. Just an easy life I never knew until the day that I left you. Well, I'm a crazy lad that's seen a light, and I'm a walking the dog all the day and all night.
Thanks a lot, and a great big howdy to all my good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
And what a show we've got planned for you all this evening with Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, String Bead, and the entire Opry gang.
And for the icing on the cake, that boy from Houston, Texas, none other than Hank Lachlan. Hank will be out here picking and singing shortly, friends, just as soon as we hear what's been going on down in Grinder's Switch the past week. As told us by that Gabby gossip herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Happy! I'm just proud to be here. Hezzy, my fellas, he come over and eat dinner with us. I found out that Kelly Tinkham tried to lure him over to her house. He said to Hezzy, "Would you like to have a nice young chicken?" Hezzy said, "Yeah, I sure would, but I got to eat with Minnie." Hezzy come awful close to proposing to me. Oh! We're sitting there in the front room, and Hezzy says, "Minnie, after we're married, we'll have six little Hezzies and Minnies that'll look exactly like us." That Hezzy sure is a fast worker. He ain't even got the typewriter yet, and already he's done made himself six carbon copies. But sister, she got her a new sweater from the mail order house the other day, but she had to send the sweater back. It wasn't too small enough. You know, that sister's getting all crazy. The other day she was sitting in the bus station and a fellow walked up to her and said, "Pardon me, are you waiting for someone in particular?" And sister said, "No, I'm satisfied if you are." I'm glad I'm not that way. I had to speak to her the other day. She's surprised. She's telling me about how pretty she looks, and she's talking about how nice her legs look. And she said, "Minnie Pearl, don't you think my legs match Betty Grable's?" And I said, "Sister, your legs don't even match one another." What happened the other night? A bunch of them old fellas around Grinder's Switch were sitting around the Cracker Barrel talking to one another about where they wanted to be buried at. There's all old fellas, must have been close to 100, all three of them. And Simp Puckett and Bud Gates and Grandpappy Bustrom were talking about where they wanted to be buried. And Simp said, "Well, I'd like mighty well to be buried alongside of Stonewall Jackson. Now, there's a fella I'd like to be buried alongside of." And Bud said, "Oh, I want to be buried alongside of Robert E. Lee. That's who I want to be buried alongside of." And Grandpappy Buster was sitting over there, and he says, "Well, Hiffin, it's all right with you all. I'd just as soon be buried alongside of Marilyn Monroe." Bud says, "But Grandpappy, Marilyn Monroe ain't dead." He said, "Ha, neither am I."
Tonight's special guest has been picking and singing since he was 7 years old. But it's just been in the last couple of years that folks realized his fine talent for writing songs as well as singing them. He's making his first appearance on Grand Ole Opry tonight, so neighbors, let's give him a big welcome, Hank Locklear! Hank, as Minnie Pearl would say, we're mighty proud to have you here with us tonight.
And I'm twice as proud to be here, Webb. Say, tell us what you've been doing lately out there in Houston, Texas, Hank.
Well, I've been making some personal appearances around in Texas and over in Oklahoma and Louisiana and New Mexico and trying to make a few records that the people might buy.
Well, the main thing is that you're not too busy to sing us a couple of those big song hits of yours. Which one's going to be first?
Well, I like to do the one, Webb, that I have out on a 4-star record that's the cause of me being up here on this great show. I'd like to thank all of the friends out there for making this dream come true. Let me be the one.
Thank you, Hank.
Let me be the one to walk with you when you're walking by to talk with me. Anything that makes you happy, I want to do. Oh, darling, let me be the one.
Hey!
doesn't need a third accordion on the accordion, folks. And that's our cue for tonight's sacred song. The hymn we've selected for this evening is Old Country Church.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There was mother we went and our son did first met with my friends at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh, my joy they bring to me. How I long once more to see with my
piano out to the center of the stage, because here comes those old hickory singers singing Jubilee.
Down south where the Connie River goes, down south where the Connie blossom grows, we're gonna have a celebration, and so we send an invitation, honey, come with me to Timothy. It's gonna be a great day.
What a day!
It will be so heavenly, just you and me. We'll dance our troubles away. Where the sweet magnolia grows, it's so entrancing. And honey, child, you ought to know I'm done and sorry, old man. Too. Come with me to Tennessee, for it's gonna be a loving jubilee. Come with me to Tennessee, jubilee. It's gonna be a great day.
What a day!
It will be so heavenly, just you and me. We'll dance our troubles
away.
Where the sweet magnolias grow, it's so enchanting. And honey, child, you ought to know our southern style romance. Come with me to Tennessee, for there's gonna be a lot of jubilee.
We're all mighty proud of a fellow from Hornwall, Tennessee, who comes to us every Saturday night about this time. Besides being one of the funniest critters we've ever listened to, he is also one of the nicest. Of course, I mean Rob Brassfield!
Well, much obliged. I thought for a minute you all had something, but...
Hi, Mr. Pierce. How you doing?
Hey. Glad to see you, boy.
You are?
Did you ever try to eat a bowl of soup on a train that is swaying back and forth and going about 110 miles an hour around the curve?
No, Rod, I never had the pleasure.
Well, by Ned, I did, and I'll tell you what happened. The fella sitting right next to me ate my soup, and then he wiped my lips. I kissed his wife, and the waiter gave both of us a half a dollar tip.
Hey, Rod. Hi, Susie.
Oh, Susie's fine. She's fine.
Yes. You know, Rod, some people have gone as far as to say that Susie is pretty.
Well, they'd have to be pretty for a gone trip, ain't like that.
You know something, Webb? I keep old Susie's picture under my pillar night and day.
Oh, you do? That's very nice.
Yeah, that way I don't have to look at it, you know what I mean?
But you know, she's a fine old gal. I love her. I love her. She's boy crazy, of course.
No.
Thinks about nothing but men. Just thinks of men all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah, even when she laughs, she goes... I love her, though. You know her daddy used to be a big football player?
He did?
Yeah, he was a big football player. He was a place kicker.
A place kicker?
Yeah, a place kicker. I know, brother. In fact, I could show you the place. Well, I proposed to Susie last night four times.
You did?
Yeah, first she was hot, and then she was cold. Then she was hot, and then she was cold. Then she was hot, and then she was cold.
Well, where did you propose to her?
Between the gas range and the refrigerator. But I said to her, I said, Susie, honey, let's get married. She says, what for, Rod? I says, 'cause, Barnett, I love you, Susie. Honey, I love you.
Oh, I see.
She says, I know, but what good's that going to do me? Well, she had me there, brother. I couldn't answer her. But when we got home, I says to my mommy, I says, Mommy, I want to know something. Why did you marry Poppy? And Mommy says, Son, have you got to wondering about that, too? Well, when I proposed to Susie the last time last night, buddy, I mean, I really went to town. I done it up fine. I just proposed big.
You did?
Yeah, got down on my bended knees, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and I looked up... Excuse me, boy. I got down on my bended knees, and I looked up into Susie's eyes just like a dying duck in a thunderstorm, and I said, Susie,
yeah.
Susie, honey, here on my bended knee knuckles, I want you to say the one word that'll make me happy. And you know what she said?
No.
That's it.
Well, it seems to me like it's been too long between songs, so let's call Hank Laughlin back out here. By the way, Hank, what's it going to be this time?
Well, Webb, I'd like to do my other recording of a little thing called Lessons in Love.
Let's hear her, Hank.
Your big blue eyes, but you've never learned your lessons in love. You may have an early day, but you better be home before it's late, 'cause you've never learned your lessons in love. You've never had a broken heart to haunt you. You've never heard the one you want that they don't want. You may flirt and play around, but you gotta run when the cards are down, 'cause you've never learned your lesson in love. Never learned your lesson in love. You may have an early day, but you better be home before it's late, 'cause you've never learned your lesson in love. You've never had a broken heart to haunt you. You've never heard the one you want to say that they don't want you.
That's me.
string bean picking out the five-string banjo back yonder. Let's all listen to him sing. Take me back to Tulsa.
Where's that girl red dress on Uncle called Dinah? Stole my heart away from me way down Louisiana. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Travel all over the country, playing by the hour. Wear a big smile on the face, never do look sour. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Walk and talk to thee, walk and talk to thee, walk and talk to thee, walk and talk to thee.
Well, neighbors, here's a little ballad I recorded about 6 months ago, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for having me put it over. Here it is. It goes like this. It's been so long since you said goodbye. I guess that's the reason why I didn't fly. I miss you, baby, every day and night. It's been so long since I held you tight. Well, everything's different since you went away. I get so lonely every night and day. I can't help feeling that you ought to know. I love you, baby, and I miss you so. Nothing ever seems the same. My sunshine has turned to rain. Every time I hear your name, my heart becomes a burning flame. It's been so long since we said goodbye. I guess that's the reason why I sit and cry. I miss you, baby, every day and night. It's been so long since I held you tight. We said goodbye. I guess that's the reason why I sit and cry. I miss you, baby, every day and night. It's been so long since I held you tight. Well, friends, it looks like it's just about all the time we have for this evening, but we ain't to come calling for you in the old buckboard again next week. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Cowboy Copeland, and he's bringing along with him Hank Thomas. So, little man, this is Webb Pearson. Thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole.
The nationally known and famous program starring the best hillbilly and country artists has come to you through the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.